11.
Thanks, Mrs. Mills. I will. Mrs. Mills made the most delicious cookies in Southport. I continued up the road with Scout. The road curved. There, on top of a small hill, was the Robinsons' old house. It was next to the forest. My uncle said there were moose and bears in that forest, and at night I could often hear the coyotes barking. I looked at the house and listened. There was no sound and no car in the yard. I saw the sign near the gate that my uncle had told me about. Private. Keep out. No one's home, I thought. Now's my chance. I opened the gate and walked quickly up the hill to the house. My heart was beating loudly. The curtains on the front windows were all closed. I knocked at the door. There was no answer. I wonder if the door's unlocked, I thought. I tried to turn the door handle. It wouldn't move. I went around to the back of the house. Maybe the back door would be open. Scout started to bark.
Shh, Scout! Be quiet! Don't worry, there's no one here, I said.
I'll be okay.